Thank you. That's a wonderful sextet recorded in concert at Music Works Northwest a few years back. The group led by trombonist Chris Amamaya, it's called Jazz Coalescence, and the album was called In the Rain Shadow. The tune that we heard, well, first, the personnel. Chris Amamaya is the trombonist, Jay Thomas on trumpet and flugelhorn, Travis Ranney on tenor sax, John Hansen piano, John Hamer bass, Steve Korn on drums. And the tune, composed by another trombonist, Kurt Berg, and a wonderful composition of his that is called Geezers on Parade, which opens up our Sunday series here. I'm Jim Wilkie, Geezer number one, followed by Ken Weiler, Geezer number two, coming up in the next hour. Chris Amamaya and Jazz Coalescence and Geezers on Parade. Stepping off on this next one here, we're going to be listening to the wonderful big band out of Vancouver led by Daniel Herzog, the Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra from the recent album Night Devoid of Stars. And this features a number of solos from the band, including Tom Keenley's side on tenor sax rather prominently here. And this is a piece titled Indelible for a rather insistent rhythm at the beginning. Here we go.
Thank you.
Recorded at Boxley's in North Bend, that was the Danny Kolke Trio. Danny Kolke at the piano with John Hamer on bass, Greg Williamson at the drums, Thelonious Monk's tune, Blue Monk, and recorded live at Boxley's in 2011. Jazz Clubs Northwest is continuing to present live stream concerts on Fridays and Saturdays. For more information on that, see jazzclubsnorthwest.org, and you'll find a calendar of upcoming performances. Before Danny Kolke Trio, we were listening to a piece which comes from the recent album by Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra out of Vancouver. Wonderful band, great compositions and arrangements, and great players. You heard Michael Breverman on clarinet and Noah Preminger on tenor saxophone featured in that, Frank Carlberg, the pianist, and Michael Sarain on drums from the album Night Devoid of Stars. That was an original by Daniel Herzog titled Indelible. This is Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. If by chance you should miss the show, we have a complete archive of previous broadcasts available online at jazznw.org. This next one goes back to the 60s, one of the Penthouse recordings, which I was very pleased to see in the new issue of Downbeat. The 68th Annual Critics Poll named this recording as one of the top historical albums of the past year in the top 10. And it comes from recordings of broadcasts that I was producing in the 60s from the Penthouse in Seattle. And on this particular occasion in 1962, it was Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis, the two tenor saxophonists, live at the Penthouse with a rhythm section including Horace Parlan on piano, Seattle favorite Buddy Catlett on bass, and the great Art Taylor on drums. Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor saxophones and a tune written by a group which inspired them, I'm sure, which featured Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt. They co-wrote this tune called Blues Up and Down. Thank you. Greta Matassa, from her most recent album titled Portrait, the theme from Cinema Paradiso, That Day. Greta Matassa doing the vocal with Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and that great tenor work from Alexei Nikolaev. And just before that, Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis, two great tenor saxophonists, live at the Penthouse in 1962, Blues Up and Down by Gene Ammons and Sonny Stitt, another pair of great tenor saxophonists. Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis, the tenor players here, with Horace Parlin on piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Art Taylor at the drums. And we're pleased to tell you that the album has been named one of the top 10 historical albums of the past year in the 68th annual Downbeat Critics poll. So congratulations to everyone involved with that, particularly Zev Feldman and Corey Weeds, whose label Reel to Reel Records is out with this recording. Ow! Live at the Penthouse, Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time here with Jazz Northwest. Next, one of the longest-lived and most prolific Northwest jazz groups, the group Oregon, which was formed in 1970 by two University of Oregon students at the time, Ralph Towner and Glenn Moore. Guitarist and pianist Ralph Towner contributed a lot of original music for the group. Glenn Moore, the bassist with the group, they were joined by Paul McCandless, who played soprano sax, oboe, English horn, and bass clarinet, and other woodwind instruments with equal aplomb, and the original percussionist with the group, a very original player by the name of Colin Walcott. Colin was lost in an automobile accident while the band was on tour. He was later replaced by Trelock Gurtu, who's heard in this recording, which is about halfway through the output of the group Oregon. They put out over 24 albums. This is a beautiful piece. I remember when this came out, I had Ralph Towner in for an interview, and we were talking about it. And I was complimenting him on the logical progression of the harmony of this piece. He says, yeah, well, it certainly doesn't break any rules of Baroque harmony. From the album 45th Parallel. The 45th Parallel, you may know, runs through the state of Oregon, just above Salem, as I recall. There's a marker on I-5, halfway between the equator and the North Pole. Here is the group playing Hand in Hand by Ralph Towner, Oregon. Thank you. In the Morning, setting by Charles Ives of the traditional spiritual Give Me Jesus, as arranged for brass quartet here by Willem de Kock, and featuring the solo trumpet of Chloe Rollins with Riley Mulherkar, the other trumpet, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock, the two trombonists. In the Morning, which comes from the Westerlies album, Wherein Lies the Good. Before that was the group Oregon, featuring Ralph Towner on keyboards and solo guitar. From the album 45th Parallel, we heard Hand in Hand. Time for just one more on today's show, and this comes from Edmonton, Alberta, featuring the alto saxophonist P.J. Perry playing at Yardbird Suite in Edmonton. This is Two Bass Hit by John Lewis. Thank you. From Edmonton, Alberta, that was the alto saxophonist P.J. Perry, accompanied by a group including John Mayer piano, Steve Wallace on bass, and Quincy Davis on drums, from the album Alto Gusto, recorded live at Edmonton's Yardbird Suite. That was Two Bass Hit by John Lewis. And that wraps up our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley, who's standing by coming up next, here on 88.5 KNKX. We'll be back again next week at this same time. And we have a podcast available in case you missed any part of today's show or want to hear it again. It's at jazznw.org, or sign up for our regular podcast. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.